Und auf Kufi Zayin und Beis im Sechte Yevomis, Yud Shvat, Tov Shinayin Hei. Mishne, Achas Eimeres Meis, the Achas Eimeres Loi Meis, two wives of Reuven, one wife says she's dead, one wife says she isn't, that he is dead, one wife says he isn't, Zusha Eimeres Meis, the one who says that my husband is dead, I'm a free woman, Tinnos, so she can get married, V'titl Ksuvas, we're revising the Mishnah from yesterday. And take your suva. Zusha Meres Leimes, the other one who says that the husband didn't die, the other wife, Leitinase. So based on your account, your husband's alive, so you cannot get married. But Leisitl Ksuva, so you can't take your suva. That's case number one. Case number two, Aches Meres Meis, Aches Meres Meis. They both agree that he died. The question is only how. The mayor, Eimer Hoyle, Machit, Zuzu, they contradict each other, neither of them can get married. They both agree that he's dead. You know, so they could get married. Case number three. Eid Oymel Meis, the Eid Oymel Meis. One Eid says that he died. One Eid says that he didn't die. Isha Oymeres Meis, the Isha Oymeres Meis. One woman said that the man died, and one woman said the person didn't die. Whether the woman is just a witness or whether it's one of the co-wives, Harezu Leitinase. They contradict each other, and therefore you cannot get married. Seems to be a contradiction to the first part of the Mishnah, where we said each one does whatever they say. But we'll soon see. Says the Gemara, this is where we're up to. Time, the Amr Loi Meis. The first case where the first wife said the husband is dead, so she's a free woman. The other wife said the husband is not dead, so we therefore say that she's not a free woman. What about her Ishtik? If she would have said nothing, it sounds like then she can listen to her sister-in-law and she'll be a free woman as well. But didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that they hate each other with a passion and they'll make up stories about each other to ruin each other's lives? We said before that a co-wife cannot testify on behalf of the co-wife. And for the Gemara, you're right. Loi meis, itzchalei, right. Even if she's quiet, she cannot be free. She cannot rely on her co-wife. But the chiddush here is, she says that my husband did not die. If she says the husband did not die, because she hates the first wife, let's assume that really the husband did die. And the only reason why she's saying the husband did not die is to ruin the first wife's chances of getting remarried and saying, hey, nobody should marry you because your husband is still alive. My husband is still alive. She also wants to get married. She doesn't care because Thomas Nafshin pleased him. I don't care if I die as long as you die with me. So I would have thought that even the first wife, that even she should be able to get married because she's concocting a story. Really, he did die. And she's a free woman. I've had to come to Lemes. Why did she say he didn't die? Let kill Kula, let Sarah Edom Chadna, only ruin her co-wife's life. The Thomas Nafsha in Plishtim, and I don't care if I die with the Plishtim themselves as well, like Shiv Shagiba said. Come to Mashallah, that no, when it comes to her, we say to your husband's life, fine, behave that way, you can't get married. Rashi. Gemara Le Yitzchak Mes Yitzchak Le, fourth line from the top. The Avagav the Ishas Kid, even though she was quiet, Pshitlan Le Tnashi, can I marry, but Eidus Chavata based on her friend. On her co-wife. Itzich Lashmin Hecha de Machshol she contradicts it. Nami Leitinase. The Ma'u Temer thought Kiv Nasi Ma'ar Gal Yedaj Revil to other Tzuru the Tzara Kaosya. That she's only doing it to make her life difficult. Ula Anga to make her an Aguna Shleitinase get married. As a result of that, I won't get married either. But Thomas Nafshi please think of them. I only did it because I don't care about me. I care about you now. Hecha Fili He Tishnik. You need me. You should be able to. Kamashalon. That we don't say that. Back to the Gemara. The leaf flake, Achas Eimeres Meis. The mayor says, once has died, once has naturally, once has killed, we say there's a conflict. The mother, the leaf flake, Rameyer Bereisha. Just if Rameyer argues in the second case, but they both agree that he died, the question is only how. And Rameyer says that neither of them go out. So surely in the first case, when one wife says he did die, and the other wife says he didn't die, surely she shouldn't go out. Rameyer should argue. Amar Abulazza, you're right. B'machleke Shnuyah. The same machlek as a mayor. In the second case, we'd also argue the first case, and we'd hold that even the first wife cannot go out. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and the first one follows, it's a machlek, it does not follow. A mayor follows Rabbi Shimon, that the first wife can go out, the second one can't. However, Rabbi Yehuda, I feel the table, I can argue that even a mayor, interesting, it's worse when they both agree, but they argue on how, then they contradict each other. Why? Baha, I feel that a mayor made, the truth of the matter is, made in case number one, where one wife says that he died. And the other one didn't die, the mayor is made that eat. The one who says his wife is dead is free, and the other one's not. The choloi mes be'edus isha lavak choshi. If she says the husband didn't die, that's not really a contradiction. It's not really a contradiction because the first woman said the husband is dead. If the first woman said the husband is dead, you're going to establish that the husband died. So the second wife comes along and says the husband didn't die. It's like we discount it altogether. So therefore, take the first one is totally free. And therefore, I made a maida that the first one is free. However, in the same case, they both agree that he died. Question is only how, since both are on the same page, so we believe them, not contradicting each other, but then when they conflict, how it happened causes doubts in the whole thing, and therefore now they can go out. Rashi, the same machleg is like Tamas Dama, Divide Hakali, El Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, Hidam, Tzadah, Mach, Tzadah, Kant, Kadadeh, Loi Meis, Lava, Choshi, Rabbon, Him, Nu, Lekamah, Rabbon, believe the first one. Says he wants to know. We learned in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, Eid Oimel Meis, one Eid says that he did die. The Eid Oimel Loi Meis, one is it didn't die. According to you, we should only listen to the first Eid. Isha Oimel is Meis, V Isha Oimel Loi Meis, one woman says he did die, one woman didn't die, and it sounds like even the co-wise, any woman. It says clearly that neither can get married. L'cheira, who's the author of this part of the Mishnah? If you say that everyone agrees that the first wife says my husband dies and my wife didn't, the first wife can get remarried. So how come the Mishnah says then Harezu Loitanase? Who's that? This part of the Mishnah is Rame. Who disagrees? El Rabbi Yechanan. According to you, everyone agrees that the first wife is free. Kasha, Taka Kasha, Shver. Unless Rabbi Yechanan will learn that the Mishnah is not talking about co-wives, not Stam Edipsu, Rashi. Even a tzara. This is Mishnah Vayit, the next Mishnah. Ha'isha, a woman, she and her husband overseas, she had no children, so at this point, she was chayiv to marry a yavam if her husband would have died. She came back and said, Mez Bali, my husband died. You believe her. She gets married, and she takes a ksuvim. Right, we said before, you believe the woman. And the tzarasa sura, we don't believe her regarding the co-wife. The co-wife remains usher. Okay, that's simple. What about hoisa bas yisrael koin? What about the tzarasa, who we say stays married, but she was a bas yisrael married to a koin? The question is, regarding her, we think that it never happened. The husband's still alive, so can she continue eating truma, or are we really in doubt? Says the Mishnah, toichel b'truma tarif. There's no question. She continued to remember because as far as the co-wife is concerned, it never happens. It's an amazing case. The first wife, her husband is dead. And the second wife, the same husband, is as if he's alive. Yeah, imagine. Rashi, hoisa tzoros habas yisrael kain. The co-wife was a bas yisrael to kain. Teichel b'truma. B'cheskel shabai l'kain. It's a fact. Ve'ein l'choy sheshes le'edu tzoros. I'm worried about the aid of the co-wife. However, ein an amenish. I believe l'asir. Ein amenish l'poisla. If she's not believed to allow you to marry, nor is she believed to pass you from truma. However, Rabbi Kiva disagrees in the Mishnah. Ein zu derech meitzios de aveda. This doesn't stop us from doing an aveda. You're trying to stop her doing an aveda. We don't let her get remarried because maybe the system, the co-wife, is trying to hurt you and tell you to get remarried. And it turns out your husband's still alive. But by letting you continue to eat truma, there's a chance that maybe your co-wife is telling the truth, and now you'll be doing an aveda. So if we want to protect him from avedas, we got to be machmer on both sides. You can't get remarried, but nor can you eat truma.
Even though she's passive, because the co-wife's...
Yeah, exactly. But now he planted a suffix. We're not 100% sure the co-wife is lying. Is she lying? Maybe not. So we have to be machmas and kiva and take all the chumras. On the one hand, we say she's not allowed to remarry this co-wife because maybe she's trying to be, being hurt. On the same time, asur l'chatum, can you not get Rashi, no Rashi. Vaitigim Mishnah, case number two. Omra, she says, Meis Baili, my husband died, v'achekach Meis Chami, and then my father-in-law died. She does say she gets married. And the question is, what about the mother-in-law? Is the mother-in-law able to get remarried? Based on the witness, could we say before, daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? If she said, my husband died, then my father-in-law died, so when he died, she's still my mother-in-law, Tinasei. She can get married to Tuxavasa. But Chamoisa, the mother-in-law, Asura. The mother-in-law can't trust the daughter-in-law. It's the exact same case as sister-in-law, co-wife. Hoisa Basi Solo crying the mother-in-law, Teicha Batruma, because we say that she's
still. Even as a result of saying that the father-in-law's daughter, the mother-in-law.
The mother will say that, yeah. The mother will say that on the bottom page. Even though she's no longer mother-in-law, she's out of the marriage, but there's so much hate built up.
And even though the mother-in-law benefits from the death because she now gets money.
So that's a bad thing. Why would true. But on the other hand, if the husband really is alive, he'll mess up her life. He'll come back in 6 months. She's finished. And the daughter-in-law says, I'm happy.
So you're not
sandwiched
in this sort of case?
We don't trust her.
Allow the mother-in-law to undertake investigation to try and find out.
Bring two witnesses. Bring two witnesses.
Because that's what we do. That's what we do. In the other case, we say do investigation, but we rely on one witness.
Yeah, but you don't have any witness there. Only someone who hates you. Don't trust her. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ain't zud derech mitzvah aveda." This doesn't stop. It's not 100% stop aveda. Atchete asur l'not say you shouldn't eat, get married. But asur lechatum any truma. Rashi, chamois asur she ain't kalam miid lechamois adulah cannot testify on behalf of mother-in-law. V'alav gab don bereisha mez bailey. Even though she said my husband died first, l'chayde the pokale tzad kalois. L'chayde if the mother-in-law died first. If the husband died first, I'm no longer your daughter-in-law. So l'chayde who says I still hate you? No longer my mother-in-law, your ex-mother-in-law. Nevertheless, not believe. Why? Really, nobody died. She's still the mother-in-law. She just wouldn't hurt her. Why in both cases?
In the first case of the Mishnah, we don't bring the same like we did in the previous Mishnah. We said
because the Mishnah says spelled, it doesn't give you a reason here because it all follows the same pattern. Who follows? Says your mother. This is what's the co-wife or the mother-in-law. Exact same principle. Why don't you give us two cases exactly the same? They're analogous to each other. We see we need. Yeah, eat more about Kamash. Only the first case with the door with the co-wife. But coming up Tarfin over here, Tarfin says that she hates her co-wife with such a passion that she's willing to ruin her life. Mishum the tzad of the gufa. Your mom is hurting me personally because of you. I have less tashrish with my husband. Abu Chamaisa, the mother-in-law, he doesn't really intervene personally in my life. Only that what she says last lashon hara, and she heaps abuse on me all the time to my husband. That's not as bad. The tzad mil d'alma, maybe Tavra says doesn't hate her that much to make up a story as this. I mean, to really ruin her life because she says her husband died and then she'll get remarried, and then she's stuck and loses her husband, losing a new guy, children. Maybe it might be it, but if he only says in case, I would say, but how come over here? Rebbe says that we're machmir Abu Bahach. But maybe to do Abba Hach over there, ain't a mother tarfin. Maybe mother tarfin. Maybe mother tarfin because there, maybe it'll be in the case of the mother doesn't really hate her. Maybe mother tarfin that we trust her. Sorry, he hates her so much that definitely she made up the story, and therefore definitely the mother-in-law is still married to the husband, and definitely she should be able to truma. If you need both cases, Rashi. Side of Gufim, Tashmish, Menas, Lomabaila. She's denying me personal Tashmish. Havadim, Shakra, she lied. The Kalkla, Taruna, she did not say. I feel she needs to ask. Thomas, now she goes, even though she got married, she still got married. I don't care if it hurts me. It's going to hurt her. Maybe Rabbi Tavis and Maybe Rabbi Kiva. Where it is not definitely, she's a liar. The mother was not so bad, not definitely a liar. Attack, it's a suffix, he's telling the truth. And that's the difference over there. Maybe she should not be in Truma. Not such a liar. And he, the last seal, you don't trust her to get married. I will humanly in Truma take it, but maybe we should be machmir both ways. Next case, I'm going to write. I'm going to be the Mishmul. Halachic Kirab Tarfin. That regarding the co-wife of the mother-in-law, she could continue in Truma as if nothing happened. Omer Abaye Afanan Amatanini, we tackle in the next Mishnah. Nitan li bain b'medina sayam. When she left town, she had no children, so she was chayiv to marry Yavam. Then she says, look, I want you to know that I had a child overseas, but meiz b'ni, my son died. V'achekach b'ayli. Different part of Yavam. Menes. If she says that she left without no children, she's a chayv yibum. Then she says I had a child, which means she's putting yibum. But the child died before my husband did, which means I'm once again chayv and yibum. So nothing should change her status. When she left, no, she wasn't. She's a chayv and yibum. Then she had a kid and lost it. With the husband, they traveled together overseas. Yeah.
When she went overseas, had the husband died, she'd be chayav
yibum.
Doesn't mean she's
mamish in a matzav chayav yibum. No. Had the husband, right? Had the husband been chayav yibum. Then she comes back, her husband is dead, and she says that I want to know my husband died, but my son died. I had a son, but he died first. No, but she's not changing his status. So believe her. Who cares? Now I go, Nemes. What about she's all the way around? Bali, my husband died first. The achikach bni, and then my son, which means I'm potter from yibum. He died, he lived for 30 days, wherever he lived, and then he died. Then she's part of a yibum. In a manner, she's trying to change her status. We don't believe you. But we don't know to believe or not. Therefore, we're still worried about her words that she's saying she had a child. According to her own story. Her story was that she had a child. And a child outlived the child outlived the husband. So she, according to her words, she's chayiv to marry a brother-in-law. But when she left town, when she left town, she had to marry Yavam. Now she comes along and tells a story. And now she comes along and she says that her husband died first and then her son. So she's chayiv and yibum. So we don't believe her that she's chayvin yibum, but we're chayshed with her, and we say, look, get chalitza, because you're saying you're chayvin yibum. So get you're saying that you're potter from yibum. So you're saying you're chayvin yibum, you child that afterwards. So chayletza, you get chalitza, according to you, you still have to do yibum. So according to your story, you have to have yibum, but we're not going to allow you because we don't believe you. So therefore, chayletza, let me say bemis. Is mashma ledvorer the chayshin, only because she made that story. Holy divid sort of her co-wife would have made up the story. Ain't chayshin, we don't listen to a word she says. Shmam no Rashi. Ain't in the mashma, neatly banned. Isha shahokhin by him, went overseas. Because she got some, she left here. Lohay leben, she had no children. But I made it becheska yibam, so she had a mitzvah to marry a brother-in-law of us. She came back, mamma neatly banned. She had a kid overseas, so lohay leben, pot for yibam. But then, the maid, bini, my son died, not the maid, by lead. Mafka nafsha, chesak, maisa. She didn't change the status quo. The man should believe the motel is yabim. She goes ahead and yabim. What about if she says that my husband died first and then my son? So I'm part of yibim. Ain't the man is in love. She can't go get married. According to your story now, you had a son and you outlived your husband. Therefore, you're changing your status. You're no longer chayiv and yibim. We don't believe her. We don't let her get married to anybody else. Beloy chalitza. We don't believe her. So the chi hemnu rabon lisha abay lemnu. We don't believe regarding her husband to die. Commits b'avla fuki nafshem yav lemnu. When it comes to taking herself away from her brother-in-law, we don't believe her. The zimun son, maybe she hates her brother, made up the story. So we don't believe her. We say he's lechayv to marry her brother-in-law. But according to her version, she's part of marrying her brother-in-law. So therefore, we don't let her marry her brother-in-law. We just say get chalitza. The afka nafshem chazaka. She says, look, I'm no longer able to marry her brother-in-law. Being bo yavim liyavim, and the yavim wants to marry leishav kinilah. We don't allow him. Chalitza, she receives chalitza. So we see Lizvara only believe her words, Miyat Mashma, only her words, but not of a co-wife. Co-wives, I believe nothing, and therefore she can continue to Mishnah, Kufi Chasson Beis, Kiddush Achas Mechom and Noshim. Since we had a Machlech, we keep a Tafran, mention another Machlech. A guy goes ahead and gets engaged with five women. Many days, the kid is in there, can't remember which wife he gave Kiddush to. They're all staying there and having a big party together. Kolachas, and each one, if he's such a good guy, each one wanted him to be her husband. Everyone says, you're my husband. You got to give a get to each one. It's a suffix. But now he has to pay a ksuba. So you only got to give one ksuba. So many ksuba bin, and he puts a ksuba down, let them fight it out, prove which one that he wanted to marry. Mr. Talik walks away. You have a tafin.
This ksuba, presumably, this ksuba is assumed just an obligation.
There's a machlekes a shayni because we're talking about narusa. On the suva gets a ksuva, not narusa. Narusa gets a ksuva only if you write it. So here's talking about as a document, but no name. You say leinti. Leinti. Yeah, I guess so. Or they all have the exact same name. One or the other. The other opinion says that
same
it's talking
name,
about.
Same father's name.
Exactly. The other opinion is that it's in a city where the meaning was that narusa gets a ksuva.
People and said, you're all whatever. Certain
Moshe
said, you all belong to me.
Rabbi Kiva says, this is not a good idea. The guy did something wrong. He was Makadish and without knowing who he was Makadish. I mean, that's a reckless and so on and so forth. So, therefore, why let him get us scot-free? Actually, he didn't get uksuvil chalachas lachas. He got to every single person. That's case number one. Now, Luchaydi, he did nothing wrong in this case. He's a Makadish, a woman. He gave her a ring or something. What's the big deal? If you really had beer with a woman, you could say, you had beer, you don't remember who you had beer with. I mean, a beer could be an Aveda. But Kiddush, we're still seeing more. Case number two, Gozal Lechemisha, he stole from somebody. And he wants to do tshuva. Any day, made a Gozal. Kolech Lechemisha, Gozal. Each person says, hey, you stole from me. Many exile B'nai, he has to put it down. Mr. Alec walks away from Tafran, you work it out. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein zu derech moitzi mit der Aveda. That's not how you get him to compensate his Aveda. Achi Shaluch Lechemisha, you got to pay each one back the money. Says the Gemara. Kiddush k'tani, bo'al k'tani. In the first case, it says that he was mekadosh. He gave kiddushin to a woman. There were five women staying there, and then he can't remember which one it is. Kiddush k'tani, bo'al k'tani. It doesn't say bo'al. In other words, it seems from here that even when the aveda didn't happen, like kiddushin, nevertheless. According to Rabbi Kiva, you got to pay each one out the ksuba. Case number two, Gezel Tani. It says Dafkin. Case number two is Dafkin committed an aveda. You stole. We penalize you according to Rabbi Kiva. You got to pay all five. But luck. Let's say you bought from somebody, a seller, and you don't remember who sold it to you. And each person says they sold it to you. In this case, you didn't do anything wrong. Then it seems everybody would be made it. Then you don't have to pay each one. You put the money down and tell the sellers, you guys fight it out. Prove who did it. Like Tani. So they say our mission doesn't make sense. The first part is talking about even if you didn't do anything wrong, according to Rabbi Kiva, penalize you. And the second part is, you did something wrong, and even then, Rabbi Tera says, you don't penalize you. So who's the author of our Mishnah? What's going on here? The Tanya, learn Shimon Lazar Raima, learn Nechtu Rabbi Kiva. Al Shekid, they don't argue, according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Shekidish Achaz Mechomish Nashim, you Makadish one of five women. Then he days a kid, you don't remember which one it is. Shemini Aksuv Benen, you put Aksuv down, well, Miss Talak, you just walk away. You did nothing wrong. Everyone agrees. Why should you pay five times? Aman Nechlu, when they argue, Al Shabal, you did a Be'ilah, that's promiscuous. You don't remember who it is, what kind of sin is that? Rabbi Tafan Eben is still Mani Aksuv Benen, Miss Talak, when it comes to the money matters, you put it down, let the fight it out. Akiva says, no, you did something wrong, we're going to penalize you for this behavior, this promiscuous behavior. Achi Shalu Chalak, you get paid each one. Fine. So case number one, when they argue, only when something wrong happened. If you bought from somebody, remember who you sold, who sold you, nothing happened wrong there. So then everyone agree, you only pay once and let them fight it out. You put the money down, let them walk away. Again, when they argue, when you did something wrong, you stole from five people, you want to do tshuva, you don't remember who you stole from. Then even so, I'm Rav Tarfa Menia Gezel B'Gzei B'Nei Mestai Walk Away. Rav Kiva, Ashi Shalom Zilu Chalech V'Echad. Menikoma, now since Rav Shimon Lazar says, B'Kiddush V'Lokach Lo'i Pligi, Rav Shimon Lazar says, that I believe they only argue where they did something wrong, Miklal the Tanakama, don't argue Shimon Lazar Tanakama, so it holds Pligi, that they argue when they did, even they did not do something wrong. Now our Mishnah, in case number one, they did nothing wrong, they're arguing, and in case number two, they only argue they did something wrong. What's going on? Who's the author of our Mishnah? Samani. E Tanakama, if our Mishnah holds Tanakama, even though he did nothing wrong, like Kiddush. They're arguing, so Luchayt, instead of arguing in the case of Gozal, he should have said Lokach. Lisne, Kiddush V'Lokach. Even though you just bought it, you have to pay, according to Rabbi Kiva, five times. And even Shimon Lazar holds only if he did something wrong, and that's why he says Gozal, Lisne Bal. Then the first case, you say Bal, he did something wrong there. The Gozal. And Malayel Shimon Lazar. You know what Kiddush means? Kiddush with Bia. It doesn't mean three ways of being Mekaddish. You Mekaddish through Bia, and therefore it's not Sneas. You had Kiddush with a woman, Bia, and you don't know who it is. So that's what Kiva says. You did something wrong, Midrabanan, and we penalize you. So I mean, Martin Morris says, why need both cases? I like Kiddush. Tanya, we learned Kiddush. Why do we mention the case of Kiddush? Now, the Cheder, they did Bia something wrong, so why need both cases? Even though it's only Nisa, the Rabban, because being Mekadosh and with Bia, according to her, nothing wrong. It's only the Rabban that the Rav is to give Malkus and one is Mekadosh and Bia, because it's not Sneas, it's Hebechat Sneas, it's Pritzis. So that even though it's only the Rabban, we're going to penalize you five times. Others want to bring an eye from Rabban, holds like Ksuv is the Raisa, otherwise they'll say Ksuv is the Rabban, and we would have thought you don't penalize somebody for the Rabban. Others in Loraya, because when it comes to money matters, what's the Chil of the Rabban and the Raisa? It's only when it comes to Aveda. Tana Gezel, you know why I teach you Gezel? Like the Achad Kerech Rav Tarfa. That Avagav, the Yisur, the Raisa. It's community, so the Raisa, yet Rav Tarfa says, you only pay once. Like Kana, you don't count on you to pay five times. Next Mishnah.
It's interesting, the Noah says that he's the Kerech Rav Tarfa, but we still don't pass Kana,
that's true. In the previous case, you passed out of Tarfon. Yeah. It says, what a Haisha woman, Shaholchi, by Miriam, a woman that she and her husband went overseas. Ubunai mom, the son's with them. Ubosha came back, mom, she said, Mez by them, husband died. And then my son died. Since she had a son, so what was the status before she left? That she cannot marry Yavam. She came back and said, my son died after my husband. Not before my husband. So therefore, I'm still in the same state. I cannot marry a Yavam. So she didn't change. She believed her. Rashi, Mez Bailam Mez Beni, Vareini Mutedas, or anybody want, then Menesh, Ari Becheskas Lashuk Yotza. When she left here, she was able to marry him as she wants. But Pesha Asa, Peshita. The one who said that her son died, but also said that her son died after her husband. Fine. What about next case? Mez Beni, Vareini Mez Baili. My son died, and then my husband died. Ain't a Menesh. If she says, my son died, and then my husband died, she's not believed. The Chayshin Ludvarea, if she's my son died and my husband died, we did not believe. The Chayshin Ludvarea, and we listen to what she says, because what she's saying here, my son died and then my husband, which means that why? She's changing her status. She's saying, I'm not allowed to live with anybody else, I can live with my brother in law. We believe her, you cannot live with anybody else, but we're Chayshin, so therefore she should live with her brother in law, but according to her version, she can't. So let's let me say Bemez. So therefore, we tell her we heed what she says. Get chalitza, Rashi. Any man says yab mulei v'choishev. I know him v'choishev that maybe she's telling the truth. Afkan nafshem bechazaka. She's changing her status. V'loy mishtadi yebalei chalitza. So she needs a chalitza. The shavisa nachadira suda ba'alma. She said herself she can't marry anybody else. So therefore, she needs a chalitza. Next case. Nitinli b'mdiyam. She left without any kids. So she was left when she's chayiv to marry Brunla. Then she had a kid. Abba v'amr mezbiyagam. My son died first. So therefore, I'm still chayiv to marry Brunla. That menace. She didn't change her status. But if she had mez bayit v'akam b'bnei, so therefore I'm no longer able to marry my brother-in-law. She's trying to change her status. Ain't in the man. She's not believed. And therefore, you cannot marry anybody in the street. You have to marry your brother-in-law. On the other hand, you're saying you can't. Therefore, chalazim said b'emes. Said Rashi, literally ben v'hi halocha holcha b'loy ben. V'cheskes asidei marry your brother-in-law. Right, the next third case, Nitin Liyavam, when she left, she had no brothers-in-law, she was exempt from marrying. Then she says, look, my mother-in-law had a baby after a while, been beginning to stay overseas. Then she says, Amra mez baile, my husband died first, but achar mez yavami, and then my yavama died. The fact of the matter is, I no longer have a brother-in-law, so therefore, I don't have to marry. She's not changing her status. Or yavami, or my brother-in-law died first, my husband, makes no difference. And then manages to believe, because she didn't change her status. Rashi, neatly, yeah, my mother went overseas, he holds the cheskashayli, and no children. Mezbaga, mezivami, the tavayu kashayinashi. Either way, she's mutter the shuk. Then managed to believe because she didn't change anything. Mutter the shuk, because cheskosity shayin, and I could be believed. And now, but because of original state, the hapesh, also hapesh eater. Holch, the next case, holch, he were by Levi, Yavama, all three, she, her husband, and her brother went overseas. Omra, she says, mez by my husband died first. I was supposed to marry my brother in law, Vakai, and my brother in law. Or Yavama, my brother in law, Gabaili. Ain't in their menace. She's not believed. Now, why isn't she believed? Why isn't she believed? We learned the whole time she's believed to say her husband died. So we're going to say we believe her that her husband, we believe you that your husband died. She ain't her misha ne menes leime mes yevami. But she's not believed to say that her brother-in-law died. She's only believed as far as her husband, as we had before. She's eager to call her bottom, but not regarding her brother-in-law.
So in other words, if she would come back and say that I had chalitza from her brother-in-law, she would be believed.
If she says she had chalitza, she's
not saying it does. She said I was a zekuka liyavam, but he gave me chalitza.
It was so a proof. We'll have to have a proof.
You have to have proof.
Yeah, only by a get you say ain't other ain isha meiza b'fnei baila. Otherwise, I wouldn't believe her either. You need proof. Yeah, she's not believed to get married. She's not believed to be able to get married to a fremded person. The lay mesa achaisa nor she believed to say that my sister died. She tichon lebesa, if she wants to marry her sister's husband, she said, look, my sister's died. We don't believe her. For all these coolers, you don't believe her. But ain't a ish neman lay mesa achi. A man also does not believe that my brother died, so I want to marry his wife. She yav mishta because I'm the yavam. We don't believe him because it's an interior motive. But lay mesa ish toy nor could a man believe that my wife is dead in order to be able to marry her sister. She yisa achaisa. All these cases, you don't believe her. Says the gemara. Boy, even Rav Nachman, interesting shaila. Hamazake get li ishtai. Let's say a man wants to give a get to his wife. She's not around, so he gives it to a third party. And the rule is that if something is good for you, then even though you're not aware of it, it happens for you straight away. I find something in the street and I say I want that shmedel to own it, it becomes shmedel straight away. But if it's bad for the person, I cannot be mezeiche for him unless the person asks, commissions me to be his agent. So how do we view a man wants to give a divorce to his wife to avoid having to marry his brother? Is that a good thing or a bad thing for her? Would she rather marry the brother-in-law or rather not? Samazaka get the ishim makom yovam out. Kivin the sanulek, since we assume that she hates her brother-in-law. Chusula is a good thing. And vizorchin law, just love fun of she's free. Ideal makim the zimin the racham alay. Sometimes she loves her brother-in-law. Chayva is bad for her. Ain't zachin law, just fun of. I don't understand why they want to ask these absolute rules. Let's judge each case on its merits. Yeah. There's no such thing.
Didn't we have so many missions until now saying this time she hates her?
Yeah, and we decide whether it's good for her or not good for her. Over here, we don't. We are. Amalei, we answer Tanina. We learn in this mission. It says v'choishin l'dvarav v'chaletza. Even though we don't believe her, we're choishin that what that she cannot live with the yavam anymore. The yavam. So we tell her get a chaletza. V'leimis yavemis, and you should not get a yavam. So we see from that what that it's a suffix. It might be good for her. It might be bad for her. No, we're choishin l'dvarav. We don't say for sure because maybe she's telling the truth. Maybe she doesn't. She doesn't hate the guy. Rashi. She also shleich the Kabbalah. He made a shleich to receive it on her behalf. As he the shleich has got him out. I mean, I want it to take place in effect now. She has a brother. He has a brother. When his Kabbalah paid him, and his purpose is so he should be exonerated. Shleich makim yavim. Who bought the gasha? If there's no yavim there and he wants to divorce her, pshita lon delay megasha gila yada. We know a get is a bad thing for a woman. So if you give a get to somebody here, act on behalf of my wife, she's not divorced until she receives it in hand. because it's bad for her. She'd rather be married than not married. But here, it's not her husband. This is her brother-in-law. Does she really want to marry her brother-in-law? Or would you rather have all the free choices that are out there? Is it good or not good? When she can go free and she says, look, I really want to marry my brother-in-law, we say maybe she's telling the truth. We don't say that, what, let her just go ahead and get married. Definitely she's lying and she should be able to marry anybody she wants. He said, we ourselves are skeptical. We're not sure if she really likes her brother or hates him. The Rachma, she likes him. We don't know for sure she loves him. She made it so she hates him. Alma zimning the loy sani, so he doesn't hate her. Alma mesapkum, not sure. If you got mezake get not mesapkum, not sure. Irachmale v'chayva bad for his sani, hates of his chusula. But tachlet is yabm. So we're not sure. So therefore, so what are we saying? You asked the question whether it's a chus or not a chus. We see from here the walk that we're talking not sure, and therefore we can't say that she's free.
Because she'll do her research and check carefully.
Only iguna, not by brother-in-law. And we learned in the mission just yesterday that she hates her sister-in-law.
Is the brother-in-law puzzle here because he's...
No, not puzzle. We don't know what happened.
We're saying...
We don't know. Yeah, Isha is a puzzle Adis. So only time he gave her a special license was for her own husband.
He's
puzzle
because a special situation that he's...
No, because she's a posleitis. We don't make a special takana in this case because we don't know if she likes him or hates him. We don't know if we can trust him when it comes to Ron Lo. Yeah. Says Gmolavaita. On the other of Hamazake, interesting Shaila. Hamazake, we said we made an assumption that women don't want a divorce. What about in the case where there's abuse in the house, there's fighting constantly in the house? In that case, is divorce a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not talking about physical abuse. We're talking about where they're fighting or they're arguing all the time.
Strengthen the question.
It
says, what happens if they've actually separated? They've been separated for a long time.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be a shayla. So talking about mokum tata. They're living together, but they're constantly quarreling. Keep on the east, look, tata, behad is chusula. Maybe she wants to get out of this marriage, and this is chusula. Therefore, if you gave the get to somebody else, take her path from her wife, she's divorced straight away. Still, she'd rather be with a husband. Even a fighting husband is better than no husband. We're not talking about physical abuse here. We're talking about arguing. Tashma. Now, this is very interesting. The Amnesh Lakhaki says, Tav lemes of tandu, a woman rather live with somebody else, but lemes of alone. Notice, even the husband who constantly quarrels is better than being lonely.
Yeah,
Rashi.
My father always used to joke, when husband and wife dies, he said, now there's nobody even to argue with.
Tan means double. Tan do means two bodies. Tan do gufim shnayim kol duhu bal. As long as I can say I have a husband, I'm happy. Now look at the Gemara says it. To what extreme? It gives you an idea of how women were looked at the world in those days. Look at the Gemara says it. But then the Gemara at the end gives pulls the carpet right under our eyes. Just look at this Gemara. Abaye says this is like two generations later. It means in his time was the same thing. The shumshimana gavra, even if the husband is short like a midget, she's now so proud that she has a husband. Doesn't matter, he's a nobody. He's a loser. She was a midget, he doesn't take up any space. She now feels that she can sit abanon with all the high society people because I'm married. Rashi, the shumshimana gavra, gutskin mola. Kurz like an ant. She's so proud that she's married. She puts a chair. The higher echelons. Yeah. Next, a papa says further. The nafza gavra. He has a low, demeaning job. He scrubs wool, which is dirty and full of grime. Doesn't matter. Her husband. She has a husband who has a job. Tikri b'sifa baba, she's so proud that she will stand in the doorstep outside her door and call him v'tei, sit down next to him. He's the biggest loser in town, but he's my husband. See how proud they are of their husbands? So you read the Gemara here, you think that the Gemara will soon see. No, the Gemara will soon see. The Gemara is so cluey. Rav Ashi says, the kulse gavra, even though the guy is cursed, He comes from a mishpacha that nobody wants to have. The untouchables. She's so happy, she won't even ask him to spend a cent to give her some lentils, money for lentils with the cheapest item of food. She is so proud that she's married to this loser that she won't even ask him for money. Rashi. That he scrubs out over the wool. Kulsa gabra shemet pasul mishpacha zepsul mishpacha talvere adoshim lentil to Michael Kal, very easy. Ve ain chesod and kizkokach. That's a big loss. Ainah shay elis mimeno. She doesn't ask him. Ach yikrishmolah. As long as you're my husband, I can say my husband. So reading this whole gemara, it sounds like they're so desperate to get married. Look at the last week's gemara. The gemara says, Tana, we learned the truth of the matter is. These women are stupid. They're cool and mizadis. You think they enjoy life with these losers? No, they already have all the boyfriends and affairs and everything else. But the Torah, but now they don't care because they'll say, everybody, I'm pregnant. My husband. You never had relations with him.
That's why they're so much besimta that they have a husband.
Now, in other words, even those days, they weren't that desperate. They're only worried about their name, their credibility. So they had a husband just for the name, and then they had a good life.